Okay, this is Parashat Beis and Parashat Gimel, Hilchos Shmita v'Yovel. We bring this section of the Rambam to conclusion. So in Parashat Beis, the Rambam is going to talk about the halachas that apply to Bate Arikoma, meaning living in the walled city. So he says as follows: Halacha Aleph, Amokha Bayis Sofiyar Mukafas Koma Hareza Go'ala Kholya Beis Kholish V'Yom Shemachar B'Chol Yishrit. So if I sell a house in a city, in a walled city, okay, I can redeem it throughout the entire 1 year period of time from when it was sold, even on the day it sold itself. Because you wrote to lift those, but when I redeem it, I have to give all the money that I have to return all the money that was spent, I can't deduct anything from the person who purchased it. So obviously, again, purchasing a house in Yerchoma isn't such a smart idea. So another unique halacha is the relatives, his relatives cannot redeem it, rather the seller. He could sell his property to redeem it. So first, he can't go ahead and borrow money to redeem it, nor can he go ahead and redeem like a portion of the house. Let's say the person who purchased it dies, so then he can redeem it from his son, meaning the original owner, the seller. If the seller dies, his son can go ahead and redeem it that throughout that entire first year. Let's say Reuben sold to Shimon, and Shimon sold it to Levi during that first year. So basically what you do is that at the end of the first year, the amount of money, meaning the calculation of the sale, meaning how much you have to pay to get it back, is made from the date of the first sale, not the second one. Now, Shamokar Machal Lashani Kosal Shabuyab, because the seller, meaning the second seller, meaning Shimon Levi, sold to that guy all the rights that go with it. He gave you a base chodesh for the gala. Let's say 1 year went by, he made our reason, then it goes ahead and becomes a property of a second purchaser. Let's say I gave my house to someone else as a present, one of these Bati Arikoma, and it wasn't redeemed for an entire year. It basically becomes a property of the person who received the present. So after that year, it becomes his, after keeping, after the year, it becomes your property. Allah, I saw Shana Mu'udaris. Let's say it's a leap year, in an echlat at sofa, the status of the property is not, meaning if I purchased it, I won't own it outright until the end of that year. Right, so it has to be until the year is completed, because it sees, it would include even that extra month of the year being a leap year. Allah above, machar shtei batim, echad v'chatsi adar rishon, v'echad v'rosh adar sheni. Let's say I sold a house, two houses, one in the middle of the first adar, and the second one in Rosh Chodesh Adar. Zeh Shemachar B'Rosh Adar Sheni, the house that was sold at the beginning of Rosh Chodesh Adar Sheni, came in Shigeh Echad B'Adar Shoshana Ba, also Lo Shana. So when the month of Adar comes in the following year, now that we say the year is completed for the house that was sold on Rosh Chodesh of Adar Sheni. Zeh Shemachar B'Chatzi Adar Rishon, the guy who the house that I sold halfway through the first Adar, Lo also Lo Shana, Ad Chatzi Adar Shoshana Ba. So full year doesn't come until halfway through Adar the following year. Nesh Yor Lokeh B'Chadosh Ibor. Because the purchaser took possession of the house and he bought it and took control over it during the leap month of the leap year. Let's say the final day of the 12th month comes along and the seller cannot find the guy he purchased it from to redeem it. So what does he do? He can take the money he wants to purchase his property back with and bring it to Beis Din, to court. The shover is a delos. He can actually literally break down the door of a nechas of Beis Din, go back to his house. So whenever the purchaser comes, he can go ahead and take the money. So that's how he can literally take his house back to breaking the door down. That's a matish bias ir choma. The golo achar miyada hektish. Kevin also loshana misha shenigal miyada hektish. Logolo ba'alav nechlap yada golo. So let's say I go ahead and I take the house that I own in ir choma and I matish it for the basic mikvah. Okay, and then someone else comes along, and now that it's Makdash Beis HaMikdash, he redeems it from the Beis HaMikdash, accountants. Okay, after the year that it was redeemed from, the time it was redeemed from the Hekdash, okay, it becomes, after that year, it becomes a property of the property of the person who got it from the Beis HaMikdash. Because the temple treasury, okay, does not become the permanent property of the person who purchased it until that period of time goes by, because he's purchasing it for his, so to speak, future generations. Look, that's machar by a bias irchoma. Let's say I sold a house in a walled city. The ye yovo v'sol shnas mechar, and yovo hits that 50th year, hits in a year of it being sold. In a chozer yovo, it doesn't go back because of yovo. Aliyev yad lokeach, it stays in the hands of the purchaser. Achiyitzer machar lugal kol shnas mechar, until the person who sold it wants to redeem it during that initial year. O timale shana v'yiflut, or the year goes by, and again, once the year goes by, the house, the person who purchased it becomes a permanent owner of the house. So let's say a person sells a house in a city, or in a city that doesn't have a wall surrounding it. Okay, Kiroi. Right. In other words, let's say a guy sold either a house in an irchoma that wasn't up properly, or in just a regular settlement. So that means that, he can redeem it with all the legal monetary advantages that go to him. Just like the halacha is by field or a house in a city that's surrounded by walls. What's he talking about? Ketza. In Ratzavogam, we go miyad. If he wants to redeem it immediately, go out. Kedina batim. He can redeem it just like a regular house. He give you a base logal. Let's say a year went by and he didn't redeem it. Or is it goel, ashnas yovo, kedina sedos. He can redeem it until the yovo year, just like by other fields. We should go out. Well, at the time that he goes ahead and redeems it, so he goes ahead and he works out the final price with the purchaser and takes, obviously subtracts out the benefit that the guy received. Let's say Yovel comes, he didn't redeem it. Closer buys will dumb it. The house goes back to the original owner, just like it would with a steyachuza, the ancestral field. Any property that's inside the city's walls, which includes Gonaginos and Rafatsos or Shubafos, for instance, bathhouses or birdhouses, or you could bought them. Those are considered like houses in Yachoma. Shema Asherba here. Aval Soda Shubasoka here. The fields are located inside the walled city. Nigon Kadina Soda. So those don't, your Choma doesn't apply to the fields. They're like regular ancestral land. Shechutz Le'ir, that as if it was outside those walls. Shema Rekama Bayes Sheba Ir. Bayes, a whole Dhamma Le Bayes, Lo Soda. It's houses and anything like houses that excludes fields. So if a house does not have 4x4, amos inoniflak bati arifoma, it's not considered. We don't treat it like bati arifoma. Yushalayim, when it comes to Yushalayim itself, in a bias nefapa, so you can never have a permanent purchase of house in Yushalayim. Ubayis abonoi bechoma, a house that's built inside the wall itself, like inside the wall, in a kabati arifoma, it's not considered like a house inside a walled city. Malach Gimel, Ir Shedagosa Chomasa, any city where the roofs are its walls, O Shayam Chomasa, or a city where, like, let's say, a lake is one of its walls, Inukum Chavas Choma, it's not considered a walled city. Lachidal, Inukum Nikar Choma, Achiyabo Shlosh Chatziros Yasser. Okay, so city can't be called a walled city, until within it there are three or more courtyards. Lachol Chatzar, within each Chatzar, Mehen Shtei Batim, there's two houses. Oh, yes, or more. Yakifua Choma Tchila, the walls he built first, and then courtyards built inside. Let's say people settled an area, and then Rakach hooked up, and then built a wall on it. Or there wasn't in that walled area three chatzeros, two houses each. Any Rechoma, right? They're not considered a walled city. Rather, just like regular houses of any normal city. So, as I think some people know, when it comes to walled city, we only call a walled city a city that was walled at the time of the conquering of Israel. Any city that wasn't walled at the time Yeshua conquered Eretz Israel, even if it's walled now, it's like a regular city. But a city that had walls at the time of Yeshua's conquest, even if it's not walled right now, it's sort of like a walled city. The Kavan should Golu b'Chorban Rishon, when the Jews were exiled from Eretz Yisrael to the structure of the first place of Mikdash, but the Kedusha Sarichoma, so the Kedusha of these walled cities disappeared. Shayu Me Yeshua, Now, Kevin Sha'Allah Ezra Yashnia, when Ezra returned back in the second redemption, Niskachu Kola Aram Kafos Choma, the Oso Ha'Eitz, all the cities that had walls in that period of time, now were consecrated again. Ezra's return is basically no different than Yeshua's entering into Eretz Yisrael. Ma biyasame Yeshua manu shvitim yavos v'kitchu bat yerechomim. This time, my sir, just like when Yeshua and Bnei Yisrael went in, they counted shvita and yavos and were and consecrated these bat yerechoma and rechayv and my sir. Ah biyasame Ezra, so too when Ezra returned, manu shvitim yavos, they counted shvita and yavos, v'kitchu bat yerechoma and rechayv and my sir. And the walled cities were Scottish and they were rechayv and my sir. Fine lachet design v'chein lasel avo. In the times of the Mashiach, would be a shlishis. When we go back into Israel, we'll go start counting again. The kachu bati arichoma and the bati arichoma will be holy again. So every area that's conquered will be chayv and meiser. Shnemar bebiachash and matachal laharet sheyishuv sefa b'risha. Make yishuvushachal yishuv sefa sefa. My yishuv sefa is just like the inheritance from our forefathers. Atanoi gavafish kol advar ma'ilu. Right, so that we renew these things all the time. So to your inheritance, you should practice the renewal of these specific halachas. Okay, that ends Parakut Beis. Parakut Gimel, the final parakut of Shmita Yovel, deals with the halachas of land for Levim. Halach Aleph, Sheva Levi, the tribe of Levi, even though they know ancestral land that they're entitled to in Eretz Yisrael. The Jewish people are commanded to give them cities to go ahead and live in, along with other properties in them. Barim Haim, Shesh Ari Miklat. What are these cities? Six Ari Miklat. Those are the cities of refuge. Dalein, Shtayim, Barbayim, Ir. These come out to 42 additional cities on top of the six listed in the Torah. Ugushim Osipin, Ari Miklat, Acheroth, and Mashiach, Kolabim. When further cities of refuge, Ir Miklat, are added in times of the Mashiach, so they will all be for Shevet Levi. Lachabez. Migroshea Arim. So the non-developed area of cities, Kvarnei Sparshu B'Torah, Shem Shloshes Alaf Alpayim Amah L'Chol Ruach B'Kira Ir, B'Chutza, which comes out to 3,000 Amos in every direction from the walls of the city and out. Shemar Mekir Ha'ir V'Chutza, Elef Amas Aviv. Ulal and Omer, Umad Osim B'Chutza Ir, Esma'at Kim Alpayim Amah. So that's, you see, Elef Amah plus Alpayim Amah. Elef are shown in Migrash. So the first 1,000 are considered regular residential property. And that 2,000 you measure outside that normal residential property area are for fields and for vineyards. Alach Gimel. The nose of the whole year, base at Varos, for every city is given a cemetery outside that border. Sha'in Kobrin the same with Tum Arayim, because you don't bury the dead within the city. Shanamar Bushem Yu Bahtam Rukusham, Lakhal Khayasam, Lakhayim this Nasnu, it was given for life, Lulagvura, not for burying the dead. Vachadalad, Enosin Ba'ar Elvim, Ir Migrash, Lo Migrash Ir. So you don't make inside the cities of Elvim, you don't transform it into a residential area. Lo Migrash Ir, Lo Migrash Sadeh, Lo Sadeh Migrash. Again, you can't transform one into the other. You can't take a residential area and make it to a field or a field to a residential area. Shemar would stay Migrash Rahem, Lo Yimachir. So they have to stay as their initial destination. We learn from Torah Shabbat. So what we learn from Torah Shabbat is when it says it can't be sold. Selling here means yimacher, means yishuna. Don't change it. Rather, whatever stays as a field is a field, as a residential area, and a city as a city. They never can be changed. Halacha above. Lo yisra adam is based on lasos gina. A person should not go ahead and destroy his house to plant a garden. Right, and you shouldn't plant a garden in a ruined area. Because there's an idea of you shouldn't destroy the land of Israel. Oops, sorry about that. Okay. Lachazai. Kohanim and Levim. So Kohanim and Levim shemachu sodem mistei areihem. So if they sell a field from the fields of the cities they live in, or a house within the house from a house that's in a walled city, redemption doesn't go like it normally would. Rather, what happens? They can sell the field, even if it's close to Yovel, and then redeem it immediately. And if they consecrate the field, they can go ahead and redeem it from the Beis HaMikdash after Yovel. They can redeem the houses in the walled city anytime they want to. Avil Achar Kamashani, even after a number of years, not like Yud Beis Chodesh. Shemar Geulas Olam Tiyalavim. They get eternal Geula. Lachachas. Yisrael Shiyarash is Avi Imo Levi. Let's say a non-Kohen inherits property from his maternal grandfather, who happens to be a Levi. Yareiz Egol Tiyalavim. He redeems like any Levi. Alfi Shein Levi, even though he himself's not a Levi. Hol of Arim Osoto Shalavim Gol Olam. Because the cities and fields of Levim is redeemed forever. Because it's dependent on the place and not on the owners. Alakates, the Levi Shiyarash as Avi Imo, let's say a Levi inherits property from his paternal grandfather, who of course is a non-Kohen Levi, Golki Israel, Blokovim. Then he redeems, even though he's a Levi, like a non-Levi, Shlomar, Gula Solom Te Levim, Elabari Levim. Because it only applies to, the redemption only applies to the houses and not to the individuals. Alakha Yud, okay. Kol Shevet Levi, Musar Shlo Yinchalu, Be'eretz Kanan. So the entire tribe of Levi was commanded, was warned about receiving any inheritance in Eretz Yisrael. V'chein heim Musar Shlo Yituchel Kibiza. They also can't take any of the spoils from war. Shevishah Shekovshin Es Arim. The time when the cities are conquered. Shemar Le'el Konim Levim Kol Shevet Levi Chagnachal Yisrael. Chelak Kibiza V'nachal Avar. So a portion of the loot, of the bounty, and a piece of the land. If the son of a Levi or Cohen goes ahead and takes some of the spoils of war, he gets Malkus. If he goes ahead and takes some type of land inheritance in Eretz Yisrael, we forcibly take it from the Cohen slash Levi. The Rambam assumes that the above halacha only applies to land through the covenant made with God for between God and our forefathers, and their descendants inherited and divided up. But any lands that are conquered by a Jewish king, they get land. They can take land, let's say in Syria, as well as loot from those wars. Okay, halacha beis. Now, a little Rambam shifts to some philosophy. And Allah and Jimmel is a very, very, very famous one. Why wasn't the tribe of Levi allowed or entitled to get land in Israel or the loot, right? Like their brethren, like the rest of Israel. Because they were separated out to worship God in the temple, to serve him, and to also teach the various right ways of following Torah to the masses. So Shevet Levi is a dual job. Not only are they responsible for working in the Beis Mikdash, but they're also the teachers. That's why they're separated from the normal ways of the world. They don't fight in wars like other Jews. They don't get land. And they don't, they don't get things through the fact that they're physically powerful. Rather, they're the soldiers of God. So God, what it called, provides for the Levian because of their job. And finally, halacha gimel, this is a very famous halacha that's put often misunderstood. Not just Shevet Levi, elakol ish v'ish, we call by alone any individual. Asher nidava rucho oso behevinu mado lehibado lamo lefnei Hashem v'sharzo odo ledea es Hashem v'alach yashar. So any individual who is motivated and understands that he's a smart person, and he's able to send himself away from the people and worship God and minister God and know God, all those things. And he removes himself the yoke of the many objectives and earthly pleasures that people try to get. Harezin is Scottish, Kodesh Kodashim. He is considered sanctified to the highest extent. V'yashem chalko, and God will be his portion. V'nachalos of the olam, and his land forever. And he'll get in this world to benefit from this world. Just like Kohanim Levim are provided for by God, so too with this individual. David al Vashalom Omer, Hashem Naschalki the Kosi, Atasu Mefikolo. So this halacha, the Rambam extends the idea of Shevet Levi to even individuals. All right, that ends Parak Yudgimel, that ends Sefer Shvit of Yovel. That ends Sefer Zroim of the Rama, and we will start Sefer Avoda after Shabbos. Shabbat Shalom.